Well, if you're going to go out to a wedding, probably this month is it. That's for some reason, June is like the busiest month for weddings. But have you ever seen that show, Bridezillas?
Oh, yeah.
I
also like Say Yes to the Dress, but that's just me.
There is one Bridezilla that is, I think, a very... just listen to this request. She's actually asking one of her bridesmaids, who she asked to be part in, for a wedding,
right?
Who happens to be a redhead. She's Ginger. And they said, you know what, darling? Could you dye your hair brown? Because the rest of the bridal party has brown hair. I have brown hair. And, I'll pay for it, but I need you to dye your hair. That's actually a request that the bride had made. And she even pulled the fact that she is... the story was posted up on Reddit, so we have assumed names. We're assuming the name is Ella, which I love, like Bridezilla. she goes and she says the story about Ella is that they've been childhood friends for a while. She has gotten engaged, and they set up a wedding. She was asked to be part of the wedding party. She accepted. The condition, though, was that she had to dye her hair dark brown because all her red hair would be too much of a distraction.
Yeah,
her words.
Too attention-grabbing.
Yeah, and I'm the bride. It's all about me today.
Oh, boy.
Well, and the girl said, I'm not comfortable dyeing my hair.
Yeah.
And, but the bride was like, well, let me get back to you, but I hope you'll reconsider.
Yeah, she pulled the I'm the bride card type thing. So this woman posted this up on Reddit to kind of get feedback as to what she should do. Overwhelmingly, people were just basically telling her to... you know, to not do it.
Is she still going to go?
No, she's not. She the story was seen over 472,000 times, over 850 comments.
Wow.
They finally had to shut it down.
Yeah.
In essence, she is going to be telling Ella, we're going to pass on this one.
Oh, okay.
I hope the bride saw how much of a attention grabber her stupid request was.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, you know, it's your friend. You're asking them to be in your wedding not because their hair color matches, hopefully.
Yeah.
You're asking them to be in your wedding because they're a part of your life.
And I would get it, too, if she had, like, some wild, like, a bright pink, weird color that's not natural type
kind of
thing.
A Cyndi Lauper back in the 80s hair.
Yeah, if you're more at a conservative wedding, but come on. I mean, you don't look at your bridesmaids' hairs. You look at the bride and the groom. That's what wedding.
And honestly, and I'm going to counter that, I wouldn't get it no matter what, because if you're friends with that person, that's probably one of the reasons you're friends with them.
Very
so
true.
If they're crazy,
right.
Then they're crazy. But you ask them to be in your wedding, you shouldn't ask them to change who they are.
Shouldn't we all look at the bridesmaids' dresses, though?
Well, that's the thing.
That's
I mean, how about we look at what they're wearing?
I have to wear what?
Uh-huh.
And they have that butt-widening bow on the back sometimes. You know, have you ever...
butt-widening bow?
Who came up with that?
When were you a bridesmaid last storm?
I'm observant.
Butt-widening bow?
I mean... A friend of mine used to call it, she didn't use the word butt, she used another three-letter word, but you know what I mean, that bow that, like, seriously, you just put a big bow on.
Now they have Spanx for that with padding.
Yeah,
they make your butt
look
bigger.
But the bow kind of mitigates all that, makes it look like it's still junk in the trunk. Ba-dunk-a-dunk.
True.